Joining me now, I have meteorologist Martin Babican to talk about the weather. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Good morning, Shu. How are you, mate?
I'm going well, thanks. And now that we're into spring, we've seen a little bit of rain, particularly on the coast, a little bit inland, but nowhere near enough. But what's happening as far as the weather's concerned?
Well, we're trying to do analysis on the spring weather patterns, what sort of weather patterns emerging in the spring, because spring is giving us many indications. And it's the accuracy forecast for spring is high. Whatever we try to predict, it's very high, and we know that something's going to be okay. And I'd like to work whether it's going to be drier, how much dry conditions, and even extreme temperatures, how temperatures are varying, how high, and these temperatures will be reconnecting with the extreme weather events, storms, and bushfires, all connected to each other. So spring weather is very important. Our climate outlook for the spring, I'm looking September to November, shows that drier than average conditions are likely for southern Australia, extending right through the New South Wales, west of the Divide, and into central Australia. September to October are likely to be the drier than average more broadly across most of the country. So there's the outlook. It's dry for most of the country, drier in New South Wales, drier in our region for western part of the Great Dividing Range, and extending further north. So conditions are not looking very good at this stage. Spring days are likely to be warmer than average in Australia. Now we could see extending warmer temperature into the spring. Again, on the top of drier conditions, we are extending warmer temperatures. It means there will be more evaporation, more dry soil, and conditions are going to be very bad. Drier than warmer average spring would likely to mean drought intensifies. It means the intensification of the drought. And then in eastern Australia, increasing the bushfire potentials in the future. That's how it's the dry spring and warmer temperatures. So the drought is going to be intensifying and increasing the possibility of bushfire potential. El Nino and Southern Oscillation Index and Indian Ocean Dipole currently, right now, I'm still very focused on this forecast, are neutral, not changing at this stage. However, current observation and model outlooks indicates El Nino and a positive Indian Ocean will develop in the spring. We must develop in the spring from now on. The climate influences are more important to look at how Indian Ocean is developing, how the climate conditions are developing, and what weather is going to develop after the Indian Ocean Dipole becomes positive. What's to say? Warmer spring days likely for Australia. That's what we're looking at. The average daytime temperature will have occurred across most part of the Australia. The temperature were warmer in 2018. And the spring days are likely to be warmer than average in whole Australia. Historically, for spring, September to November, maximum temperatures is moderate to high most of the country. And that's what I'm expecting, moderate to high most of the country. So it's going to be spring forecast for the temperature. Severe weather knowledge, this is something I'm going to put it on the website. Everybody should keep an eye on this. It's very important. What we talk about spring, about intensity, about drought, about bushfires, there's Severe Weather Knowledge Center, and there's a web link, which I'll put it on the website. The Severe Weather Knowledge Center provides information about thunderstorms and other severe weathers, as well as information about warnings and how to stay safe during this season. So that's going to be a part of our web link. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. And for more information and some great resources on our website, go to bucketsradio.com.au.